Hello?
Hi, Shira.
Yeah, Rachel?
Oh, it works. Okay.
Yeah.
Do they set you up with like a family first line?
Not yet. No. Are they supposed to?
Meaning, how did you get my like on your phone screen doesn't show like family first as one of the
Actually, it does. You want to try 119? I'm seeing
No, I
family
am
first.
calling 119, so then it worked.
Oh, amazing.
It says
And you're.
family. It says FF119.
Yeah.
Perfect. So then you're set up. So your
Yeah.
number is here. I see it. 267-556.
Want to give it
Here.
to me?
Yeah, I just sent it to you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm gonna send you. Let me add
Now,
to the directory. One second.
I'm looking at all the emails you sent.
Yeah, I wanna go. I wanna. Sorry, I wasn't available like on Monday. Just left you a little bit hanging.
No, it's all good.
First of all, I'm really excited to work with you again.
Yeah,
I'm
it's gonna be
happy.
great.
Yeah.
Just going
Let's
over
call
everything.
family first. Why can't I find the contact? So from my understanding, you did enrollment with what's it called?
Yeah, I did
And
enrollment with a couple of agencies in Pennsylvania.
okay. So and the process, I guess we can just go over. You could tell me like what's the same, different, and I'll just. I would assume for the most part, just showing you like what we do on Smartsheets and
Right,
like
right.
our process.
Allie was going over it with me on Monday, I believe. It's really just you guys have more, I guess it's a doctor's form. You're able to contact, like you're more like technical, whereas when I was doing it was really just like
Do it on your own.
process. Yeah, like there was no doctor form, like Medistat, quote unquote, like for you guys. So it's really just easier, I guess. Because you
Perfect.
guys have everything.
Okay, just let me just 1 second send you. Share this with you. Could be already sent to. I'm gonna send it again. These are all the extensions. Okay, I sent you the extension. So, did you open your sheets? Everything's good. You have access to everything?
So PA authorization current month I can't open. Telehealth sheet I can't open.
Really?
Patient first, family first patient database. I think you sent me a couple of those.
Your personal sheets, you got those? You like save those?
So I'm looking now.
We Slack them to you. Some things I did email, some Slack.
Shearer's transfer cases I got.
Okay.
Any other sheet though
Yeah,
specifically for me?
I sent you 3 sheets.
Okay,
So your
enrollment.
main sheet is Shira P. Maxima sheet. You see it? The
Shearer's.
first one.
Yeah, that I'm looking at. Okay,
So
got that.
bookmark all these three. That's gonna be your sheet with all your cases.
Okay.
Then your daily follow-up sheet is how like the team works. Just work off of, like we used to do, like follow-ups. Just to get through everything. I'm saying in the beginning, like you could really just work off your own sheet because like until your caseload builds up. And then your transfer cases are cases that are sent to intake.
Okay, so what I'm looking at right now is Shira's PA Maximus, Shira's PA Maximus daily follow-ups, and transfer cases. That's all the three you're
Yeah.
talking about? Okay.
Those are your three personal sheets you should save.
Family first enrollment cases.
Those are all enrollment cases. Ali, hi, you.
Okay.
You should refresh the telehealth because it says you already have access.
Okay, let me try again. Alrighty. So funny, it's just, you know when you send an email it says open in Smartsheets,
Yeah.
it's not going. So let me see if I can do it from
Let me
Slack.
send it in Slack.
Oh wait, the department the Department of the County Assistant's Office is calling me. Can I put
you
on the...
Sure.
Thank
yeah.
you. Oh, never mind. I missed it.
Okay. I'm sending them all via Slack, so it'll be easier for you to have them there. And I'm working on getting you an account for telehealth. Did she show you how to create a request, or she didn't do any of those?
She didn't. We didn't do that.
It's very self-explanatory, but I'm going to show you. When we... I'll wait for them to send you a login. Let me see what for. Let me open up the email that I sent you in a second.
The Family First telehealth sheet I have. It's a sheet, though. It's not like a website.
Yeah, that's just to keep track of, like, any... Whatever. These sheets aren't really so relevant. You really just need your personal sheets. But I just wanted you to have access into them.
Thank you.
Like, for now, they're just Allie and Chaya's cases. I would want to go through the emails first that I sent you.
Okay, let me see. Okay.
I would say the one we really need to go through, like, in terms of just knowing the process that you understand, like, how the, like, the canopy
yeah.
works, right?
Yeah.
I would just go over our specific process and smart sheets and, like, our statuses.
Okay.
Which is pretty self-explanatory, but I want to just go over... So let me give you access to Chaya's sheet so we just have reference. Give me a second. I'm going to send it to you. Give it a second because I have to give you access.
Just tell me when.
Yeah, hold on. It's loading. So open up from the email I sent you. Open up the Word document labeled Enrollment Case Status Guide.
Okay. You sent it via email.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
Tina. You have another one? You want it back? You want it back?
Hello?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Is Chaya, she loaded yet?
No, I don't have it.
I just Slacked it to try.
Oh, he's Slack. Okay. Okay. Chaya's PA Maximus.
Perfect. Okay, so open that side by side with the Word document, and we'll just go through all the different statuses. It shouldn't take long because, like, you know it, but...
The Word document.
Enrollment Case Status Guide.
That is, where can I get that?
I emailed it to you last night.
Okay.
And the email was titled Family First Enrollment Training.
Family First Enrollment Training. Okay. Just give me a minute.
Take your time.
Okay.
Okay, so we have that doc open.
Mhm.
Perfect. So we'll just go through the different statuses, and then I'm gonna go through the columns on Chaya sheet. But we'll start with the column Maximus status column. You see that?
Maximus. What did you say? I'm sorry.
Like the fifth column, maximum status column.
Okay. Waiting.
Like needs welcome call, waiting SC assessment.
Yeah, needs welcome
call. Yeah, okay. So we'll start. So if you drop down, you'll see there's about like 14 different options and then a few other after that. And this is like how, you know, we keep track of cases. Like, you know, we used to have like enrollment statuses and committed, you know, like waiting IA, like all those different things. So everything, all the sheets are grouped by the status.
Okay.
So when you get a new case on your sheet, a marketer puts it in and it's assigned to you. Your first, it's not blank. It's going to be on needs welcome call. That means it's a new case and you should reach out. And as well as the status, you're also going to get an email that it's assigned to you. So you'll get like, usually the information's on smart sheets, it matches the email, but you'll have the email for reference from Jasmine, Sarah Rose, Shindel, Stella, whatever. There's like 5-6 different marketers.
Okay.
Do
we respond to that email?
Yeah, you don't need to. You could, that, you know, you got it, you're on it. You could respond later in the day, you reached out, like that, you know, whatever the status is. The first status is going to be a needs welcome call. In general, like, you're going to see who the marketer is, like, they're going to have the first note. Like, if you click on Jacqueline Hightower, you see the first notes from Jasmine.
Yeah.
So she doesn't write, like, amazing notes. You'll see the difference between her referrals and Sarah. Sarah's has a picture of Promise, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Right, so she shows a picture of Promise, very detailed who she spoke to. You'll get the hang of which marketers, you know, hand off cases, you know,
mm-hmm.
different than others. But in general, like, I say a case that comes in, no contact, like, we can always, like, you know, tag, like, Jasmine after a week, like, can you help me contact, you know, because, like, she's the one who spoke to them about,
right,
like, initially,
right.
And you never made contact. Okay, so the first status is needs welcome call. Once you made contact with the patient, the status is going to go on a waiting Maximus appointment. Let's say you spoke to them and they said, oh, I'm going to call the broker later today.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go on that. Or unless you called them because Jasmine already gave them the broker's number, they already have the date, it'll go on to number 3, Maximus appointment schedule. That means that the broker appointment was scheduled.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And
yep.
Then there's a column further down, Maximus assessment date, and you're going to put in the date there corresponding.
Okay.
And then the next status, so whatever, and then if it's a waiting access appointment, you'll follow up the next day. Do they schedule it and update it accordingly? It's really, like, you know, self-explanatory, the status is.
Mm-hmm.
Once that assessment's done, it goes on waiting AAA assessment, the area of the aging.
Mm-hmm.
Once that's scheduled, you update it to schedule. Once those are done and you're waiting for Maximus to approve all the assessments, or if you're waiting on a doctor's order, it'll be on a waiting Maximus approval.
Mm-hmm.
Once assessments are done, but you know the patient's just, you know, working with their bank to get certain statements, it'll be on pending financials. Once you confirmed everything is sent in, you know that everything was sent into the county, it'll go on waiting county approval. And then you'll want to continue, when it's on waiting county approval, you'll want to send emails to the county, have the patient go down to the county, you want to check Promise.
So who,
like,
who do we email
yeah.
at the county?
So there's a whole list of contacts.
Did you send that?
Yeah, but I want to send it again.
If it's on the, is it with the sheet that you sent me?
I'm going to send it again. I don't know. It could be Allie has sent it in her email.
Okay.
And I think the plan is after Succus removing your seat. I think we're waiting until after Succus, if I'm correct. So once you're there, you know, you'll have Chaya and Allie to ask, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, your questions and emails and
right.
So you never followed up with counties, you just waited for the member to let you know they're approved?
Yeah. I think maybe once or twice the county did call me, but, like,
okay.
it was a very slow process. I feel like here it's more hands-on.
Yes, we like to follow up, and they'll respond, yeah. Oh, they're missing this and this form, so let me reach out to the patient, put it back on pending financials, and help them get that
right.
form that they need so we can help get the process as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we'll be checking Promise every, bit to see if, like,
right.
Oh, they're approved. Because, like, the Canty can email us, like, 3 weeks after that they're approved, but, like, we already see it on Promise earlier. Like,
right.
They're really not great. I mean, especially Philly.
Right, right.
Once we see they're approved for the waiver and they have an MCO listed, like Keystone, Health Wellness, we'll update the status as waiting SC, and we'll look in. You're familiar with Navinet?
No.
Okay, so I think Allie sent you the login. Navinet is access to Keystone, where you could see, like, anything regarding members on Keystone, like their SCs.
Okay.
So we'll show you that. So just whatever, the status is go as follows until they have an SC assigned. Once they have an SC assigned, they'll reach out with the patient to get through to the SC on the assessment date. And we want to push that along as fast as possible, especially, like, let's say the 20th of the month. Can we get the assessment assigned before
right.
the end of the month? Often might take a week or two. So let's keep following up. SC might say, oh, I couldn't reach the patient, so we're going to help reach the patient. Okay, once it's been assigned, you put it on SC assessment. Once you have the date, you put on SC assessment schedule. Then there's a column, if you scroll to the right, there's a column for each thing that's that each date. So there's Maximus assessment date, that's for the broker's assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And there's AAA assessment date, and then there's MCO assessment date. That's the assessment date with Keystone, UPMC, or whichever MCO. And then once the assessment's completed, we'll want to follow up with the SC, make sure it's under our agency. We can call in, we could send an email. Like, once you get up to there, we could, like, Allie can show you, like, a template she sends, email.
Right.
And that's that. Once the case is ready for... what's it called? Once it's got approved with the waiver, at that point, we would want to send it over to intake to start working on HR staffing. They can't work because we don't know the hours.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so you'd click off the column ready for intake, which is a little bit further down.
Okay.
Over. I guess we could... let's just quickly go. Does that make sense, the status column?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just to quickly, am I talking too fast?
No, you're good.
Okay, just to quickly go through the columns on Chaya sheet. So we have the patient's name. We have weekly check-in. That's to keep track of that contact with me with the patient weekly. Even if it's a case that we're waiting on something, but just, continuous contact so that the patient knows that, we're the agency, we don't lose the case.
Right.
So it'll only be checked off if you had a live text or call with them. If they didn't answer, obviously, then if I see at the end of the week that, you tried every day of the week, but it's not checked off because you didn't make contact, then, I know, but it wasn't something that wasn't
right.
reached out to.
Okay.
Medicaid ID, date of birth, Maximus status column, anticipated enrollment date. So just like we had, confirmed enrollment date and committed.
Right.
So we like to, anticipate, what we're going to get that month. So for this, it goes, in the month of September. So meaning anything, at this point, we're working on 9 ones, not 10 ones. We're working on this current month. Anything we can get the off between 9-1 and 9-30. I don't know. What's this month? 9-30? Yeah, 9-30. Next month would be 10 ones.
What are our numbers usually? Monthly, how much are we bringing in?
So let's say this month's goal is 25 off.
Oh, wow.
To be honest, we've been really going up and down. Last month, here, I'll tell you the exact numbers in a second. Last month, I think we had 23 off. This month, we only have 8 so far. We're not hitting 25 in the next 5 days.
Right.
I'll tell you from here, I'll send you a screenshot. I'll send you that.
do you find getting off here a little bit harder because of the process is longer? Or it's, like, the same as committed?
Versus what? No, it's definitely, like, I mean, we've made a lot of progress. Like, definitely, like, so you see here the numbers, like, you know, like, let's say I started in January at Family First. Like, they were lower, and then we hit 20, but then we went back down to 15 and 14.
Right.
And the response will probably be closer to those numbers. But we do have the cases, and I do think especially having you on our team is going to really help us be able to have more consistent contact and help follow up on cases. Like,
mm-hmm.
each coordinator has, like, 100 cases now, and it's a lot.
Right.
And especially with YumTIF, like, getting to all the follow-ups.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think this month I don't think we're going to hit 25. Obviously, we're pushing as hard as we could, but
right.
there is an incentive, and we're to show them next month. With your help, we'll get to our goal. I guess we'll see next month what the goal is.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's interesting. Enrollment date, I'll be looking at, like, the 9-1 sheet and following up on that. Okay, and then the follow-up column, the patient contact, the date the initial Maximus calls done, the MCO, the name of the plan.
Okay.
Whatever, the rest are pretty self-explanatory. Oh, the PCP form status. So that you're going to use in terms of, like, after the first call. We always want to try and offer telehealth, you know, let them know
right.
part of the process. The broker, they're going to say, you need this form from your doctor, but we have, like, us, like, you know, they're going to call you up on the phone. They happen to be, like, a good company. Like I think they call, like, as if they're from us, so, like, the patient doesn't get confused.
Do you have the website?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I do, but they're going to send you a login. So once they send you that, I would give you, like, a run-through.
I'm just trying to see.
I don't think they responded back yet.
I'm not getting the email. Okay, I see what you sent me with all the steps to apply, Maximus process,
waiver. And I
see
you on an email to Marina, right?
Yeah, that I got.
So she's in charge there. And the general email, let me send you.
Telehealth PCP form. That doesn't open for me.
Which one? Where are we on Slack? Email?
Email. Did you send it via Slack as well?
You want to know what the document looks like?
No, I want to be able to save it.
Which thing? Let me check 1 second. I think what you're looking, 1 second. Okay, is this what you're talking about? I just sent it by Slack.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So you could save that. That's the form. So if you want to, like, when you submit a request, you could add it online onto their portal. And if you have any questions, like, you know, you see that they couldn't reach the contact and the member, and you could reach the member, you would send the general email to this email, telehealthreferrals@newyorkbestmedical.com. Could keep that handy. Look for any requests or questions, and they're very quick to respond. So, what's the call? For some reason, you don't. a lot of times I get all the emails, so I forward them to you.
It's funny because I don't see that. Okay, on my email, you know how you see, like, your email on top?
Yeah.
I don't have that. I have my old email, sheerworshipcommitted@hc.com. I don't have family first. I wonder if that...
But you're not seeing your family first inbox?
No, but I am getting the email, so it's weird. I don't know.
Maybe they linked it to your committed email.
Okay.
Let me see something. When I say Shira, hi.
I think they did link it because I got your highest PA Maximus, which was the last thing you sent, right?
I just sent you an email to your committed. Tell me what happened. Versus family first. I mean, you're welcome to ask IT to come take a look just to get clarity. Maybe I'll send an email to Shlaimi. Let me ask him for Shlaimi.
Are you also in charge of, like, the clock and, like, payroll, like, closing payroll and stuff for us?
Yeah.
Because on Friday, I think they opened up a new account for me on, I mean, it's not letting me get on it even, but,
Let's see. So I would ask Batya for help with that.
Excel Force. So just letting you know, I was in Friday and today.
Okay, so let me add that for you. Hold on one
second.
But
I did email Batya, so I'm going to, I did email her. So
I'll add it for you, but I want her to help you fix it. Because that I can do. Emails merged.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I got your email. You sent
you
two?
Got both emails? Yeah.
Yeah.
So one I sent to your committed, one I sent to your family first. You both came to the same inbox?
Yeah.
Got it.
But what's, okay.
Okay, so hold on. I see, it's weird. I have a clock in for you on Monday. I don't have a clock out.
So clock out was 12.
Okay. And today is Thursday. You came what time?
Around 9:15, 9:20. I wasn't able to clock in, so I...
Okay, so I put that in for you. You're good.
All right.
Okay, so I'll ask Bye. Let me know if she has an answer. You. Is she in today?
Let me see. No.
Okay, so let me know. Now just keep track, and I'll add it in for you. No problem.
Thank you. Yeah.
Maybe you have, like, a new log. I'm not sure. What else is I going to... So that's the telehealth. You would update that column accordingly. Like if they say they're running it from their own doctor, if you requested a telehealth, keep track there. PCP form, check it off. Yada, yada. And whatever, you'll see all the different columns. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay.
The caregiver column. And then the same as always, just, you know, keeping track of everything, putting notes. You call, no answer. Every time you call, put a note. So, you know, I could see your progress, like stuff like that, and every time a patient calls in, whatever, whichever, you know, just always writing down so I don't have to nudge you and tag you.
Okay.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I was your supervisor when I worked from here. Was I?
Maybe for like a minute.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So just so you know, like I work 9 to 3:30. After 3:30, like. Like 3:30 to 5. Oh, you work till 4, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So whatever, if anything urgent, always like message me and I'll try to answer if I could.
Okay.
But otherwise, like I'm on American time 9 to 3:30. Fridays is a little trickier.
Mm-hmm.
But like I'm always here. Don't hesitate to Slack
Thank
me,
you.
Call me. I'm, you know, I'm not sure. Physically there, but I'm working.
It's always a pleasure to work with you.
Yeah. No, I'm excited.
Yeah.
And it's definitely always nicer to have in house.
Yeah.
So, question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think that, like, you want to sit with someone? Like, did you sit with Kai at all or just Allie?
I sat with Allie for, like, 2 hours on Monday.
Okay.
I would, whatever you want me to do, I'm glad, like, happy to do. I just wanted to ask you, like, what did you want me to start off with today? Do you want me to sit with her for longer and then
So maybe you want to sit with Kai for, like, an hour just to, like, until you feel like 100% confident to like, do you want to do a case with one of them sitting with you? Like, I want to, like, know what you feel comfortable with.
Maybe I'll sit with Chaya or Ali. We'll start the process.
And I did give Chaya some new cases, so even if you want to take her phone and, like, offer, like, ask her if you can help her with her new cases.
Okay.
Like, at her desk.
Yeah.
And I guess you want to text me at 11 if you're ready for new cases?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Okay. Amazing.
Okay.
We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.